Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The College of the Redwoods will hold two graduation ceremonies tomorrow, the first at 11 a.m. for more than 500 diplomas and certificates being handed out at this year's ceremony, and the second at 2 p.m. for its nursing program. CR will hand out 521 diplomas and certificates to graduates at this morning's ceremony in the school gymnasium. If you can't attend, you can watch the ceremony via live streaming on the internet. The valedictorian this year is William Medeiros. He'll deliver an address to the graduating class, and an award for the outstanding faculty member will also be presented. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will hold a badge-pinning ceremony today as well, acknowledging three new career firefighters and seven volunteers, as well as the promotions of 10 other career firefighters. Patrick Beyer, John Chambers, Mitchell Willis, they're being promoted to fire captain, while Chris Mitchell, Tony Freeman, Kevin Stokes, Russell Bonham, Neil Butler, and John Goodman have been promoted to engineer. The three new career firefighters are Matt Dennis, Brett Eckbert, and Ryan Booth. Ceremony takes place 2 o'clock this afternoon at Humboldt Bay Fire Headquarters on 6th and C Streets in Eureka. Tomorrow will be a day of celebration at both Humboldt State University and at the College of the Redwoods as both schools host graduation ceremonies. The Fortuna Police Department has noticed as well. Officers will man a DUI driver's license checkpoint in the city beginning 9 p.m. and it will run for several hours. Drivers will be screened for DUI as well as checked for valid driver's licenses. Pacific Gas and Electric, it has a planned power outage for Monday in the area of Central Avenue and Sutter Road in McKinleyville. The road will be out from approximately 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The outage is necessary to make repairs in the area. During the outage, traffic signals at Central and Sutter will not operate. Please remember, when a traffic signal is not working, that means the intersection becomes a four-way stop. So please drive safely and obey the four-way stop during this outage on Monday. Friends of the Eel River and Californians for Alternatives to Toxics issued a press release announcing that a federal judge has rejected a claim from the North Coast Railroad Authority that it is exempt from CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act. The NCRA maintains that the environmental impact report it submitted, which was paid for by state funding, was sufficient, and then argued that federal railroad laws exempted it from state environmental law, and the federal magistrate disagreed, sending the case back to the state. The two North Coast environmental groups challenged the NCRA's EIR over environmental impacts related to reopening the rail line between Willits and Windsor. More KINS News hits after this.
Mother's Day means many things. A favorite memory or a special time alone, just the two of you. Or it could be your wife enjoying having the kids presenting crayon drawings. At the Benbow Inn, they understand Mother's Day is very personable, just like moms are. Treat mom this Mother's Day the way she deserves. Take her to the Benbow Inn. Enjoy the Mother's Day brunch or some of the unique offerings Chef Brian Hopper presents. Call now and reserve the seating that works best for your mom. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
Between now and the June 5th election, we'll regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature the candidates for the 1st District Supervisor seat, their views on the drug culture and 215 in Humboldt County. Up first is Rex Bone.
Medical marijuana is something that is beneficial to select people, especially for glaucoma, people being treated for cancer. That's what it originally was brought online for. It's just an element that it has created such a... It's a big part of our, you know, Humboldt. You go outside the country and you mention you're from Humboldt County, and it's the first thing that comes to mind. Used to be redwood trees, you know, and it's just, and I guess it is the proliferation of the internet and everything that goes with it, but it just seems like the crime and the environmental element that comes with it, I don't know if it's a terrible, terrible trade-off that we're looking at.
Annette DeModina is also running for the 1st District seat. Here's an excerpt from her interview.
I favor the use of medical marijuana and its legalization. However, it's the federal government that needs to re-examine the benefits of what medical marijuana can do for our citizens and change the law before legalization can happen. I'm not for the abuse of marijuana or the use of its growing operations under a 215 card when the wattage used in the houses and the apartments from these extensive grows can cause fires.
You can find the full interviews of all candidates by going to our website. It's KINS1063.com. With a KINS and Sub the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.